Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, Friday, I am on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Coleman from Seattle. Coleman, are you there?
I am here.
And Coleman, were you by chance listening yesterday to the cheat sheet on the men's room at 5:40 to get three of the correct answers to this game?
Well, no. The last time I called, I lost 10-9, and so I want an even playing field today.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm excited. This is going to be a good battle.
Game on.
All right, Steve. Game on. Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Coleman has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
How many days are in the month of June?
30.
Correct. What is the name of Dolly Parton's theme park?
Dollywood.
Yes. Freedom of speech is guaranteed by which constitutional amendment?
First Amendment.
Yes, sir. How many toes do ostriches have on each foot?
Four?
No.
Six?
No.
Three?
No. Who played the title character in the 2009 movie Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Kevin James?
He did. What is the main ingredient of pesto sauce?
Basil.
Correct. What century saw the War of the Roses?
16.
No.
15.
Yes. What was Peter Parker's day job?
Photographer.
He was. Which Beatle said, "We are more popular than Jesus"?
John Lennon.
He did. What Midwest state is home to the High Trestle Trail Bridge?
Kansas.
No.
Oklahoma.
No.
Iowa.
Yes. And with that and time to spare, our guy Coleman scores 9 again. Coleman, there is no chance that Steve is going to beat you. I am so confident.
Yeah, he pulled it out last time. He shocked me.
There is no chance for him.
Well, Steve always pulls it out, but that's a different story.
Should I unzip?
Okay.
Zip it up.
The shirt, the jacket.
Yeah. Steve.
Yeah.
There should be a lot of pressure felt in this room right now. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
See, I don't know if you guys are messing with me.
Maybe we are, maybe we aren't. Let's find out.
I think you're not messing with me, and I think he did very well.
How many days are in the month of June?
30.
Yes. What is the name of Dolly Parton's theme park?
Dollywood.
Correct. Freedom of speech is guaranteed by which constitutional amendment?
Is that the First Amendment?
It is. How many toes do ostriches have on each foot?
Three?
No.
Four?
No.
Five?
No. Who played the title character in the 2009 movie Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Oh, I love that movie. Kevin James.
Yes. What is the main ingredient of pesto sauce?
Pesto.
No.
Basil?
Yes. What century saw the War of the Roses?
What century? I thought that was just a bad radio bit all this time. The 18th century.
No.
17th.
No.
19th.
No. What was Peter Parker's day job?
He was a photographer.
He was. Which Beatle said we are more popular than Jesus?
John Lennon.
He did. Which Midwest state is home to the High Trestle Trail Bridge?
Illinois?
No.
North Dakota?
No.
South Dakota?
No, Steve. With time on the clock, you scored 7, which is really good. But it's not good enough to beat Coleman, because Coleman scored 9. Congratulations, Coleman.
Good game, Steve. It's weird. There was a Beatles question the last time, too.
For real?
Oh.
It was fate.
That's awesome. Well, congrats, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Take care, man.
Wow. Oh, man.
You and your obsession with the Beatles.
You're a loser, baby.
That's not a Beatles song.
Okay, this is really weird, though. Neither of you knew the answer to this question, and I Google it because it is odd. An ostrich has 2 toes on each foot, and they are some weird prehistoric-looking feet.
Oh, yeah.
It's freaky.
Ostrich toes on Google.
Seriously.
Oh.
Isn't that insane?
Those are gnarly.
Why is it like that?
I don't know.
Like, what is happening with evolution there?
It's like one giant toe. And then like a weird pinky toe.
I know. Okay, so anyway, enjoy that today. Our friend Coleman did know that the War of the Roses was in the 15th century, and he also knew that the High Trestle Trail Bridge is in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to maybe personally purchase and send to Coleman the I Beat Migs t-shirt that is available exclusively in the Rock Shop, whether you beat Steve or not.
Well, then do it.
At KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
This past week, maybe you watched a show that you're very excited about, and you like to share that excitement with others. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about it. This could be a TV show, it could be a movie, a YouTube series, whatever it is. We want to know what you're watching. We're going to tell you what we are watching after Metallica. We are curious about the past week, what show you might have been watching, what YouTube series you were all about, what movie did you check out, whatever it is, what are you watching?
Well, I feel like this is putting a weird pressure on me now that it's forcing me to watch stuff that's not professional wrestling, which is awesome because like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I haven't watched anything new this week. And if we're going to do this on Fridays, I should probably make it a point to do that. So I got on Netflix and decided to, you know what, make the most out of that monthly subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched something that was so freaking good.
I got my first drum kit when I was 10.
I was listening to rock and roll coming from America.
That's a sound I would really like to make.
John's wife used to say, don't you dare play with that Planty. He's a complete disaster.
You're going to be called Led Zeppelin.
And I thought, that's a terrible name. But I couldn't come up with a better one, so Led Zeppelin we were.
It's called Becoming Led Zeppelin, and it's a new documentary, and it's amazing. I'm not even a huge Zeppelin fan. 10 out of 10 recommend if you're a music fan. The footage is phenomenal. Just the entire story. It's basically telling the story of Led Zeppelin, how they became Led Zeppelin, and only covering like the first couple of records. So I hope that they do now a follow-up.
Because
It's so good. It's the first ever authorized documentary about Led Zeppelin. But the part that's awesome about this is because sadly John Bonham's no longer with us. Somehow they got their hands on an interview that nobody's ever heard before. And what they did with it was so freaking cool. So they're interviewing the other members that are still alive, talking about their experience. And that was really cool. And then they would have clips of Bonham talking about the early days of Led Zeppelin, but they would play it for the other members.
Oh.
So while you're listening to Bonham, you're also watching Jimmy Plant, Robert Page, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, all reacting to hearing Bonham's voice again.
Oh, man.
And they're glowing.
That's giving me goosies right now.
Goosies.
Yeah.
But the best part about it is like you realize rather quickly why this band stopped being a band when Bonham died. Like there was so much love for that guy and how important he was to the band. I would say like, It's a must watch. If you're a music fan, you'll love it. The only issue I had with this documentary is that how they mixed it. Like the music's so freaking loud, and then they go to the parts with the talking heads parts, and they're so quiet. So my Make sure you have your remote control handy because you're going to be...
Up, down, up, down.
Yes. What about you, Danny? What are you watching now?
Of course, with having my daughter in town, she just takes over the TV every day. So she's been watching, and I've been getting into it too, The Rookie.
Hey, Mama. It's a nice ride.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to take it off your hands.
You're going to steal my car. The one that broke down 2 blocks ago?
Yeah. Maybe take you for a spin, too.
Officer Chen, reporting for duty.
Okay, well, that seems he's showing guns. It seems questionable content for an 11-year-old.
I was going to say, 12, let me preface this with, do not watch this with your children if you care what they watch. Thing is, her mom lets her watch it. So at that point, I'm not going to be like, no, you can't watch it at dad's house.
The toothpaste is out of the tube already.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she but it's actually a fun show besides like all the drama and the shooting and the murdering and all that kind of stuff.
Other than that, it's a good kid
but
show.
But it's a good, no, it's actually, I love it though.
I need to watch it. I think we've watched one episode and I thought it was pretty good, but it just seems like one of those kind of shows that my wife and I would enjoy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like the good crime shows.
I love a good crime show.
All right, T-Dog.
We're in a bit of like a show slump right now, so really we've just been watching Barrett shows, and he's really into this YouTube series that I cannot stand called Kid Crew.
Welcome to Kid Crew. Dad's on a drive through town. His car looks so clean and shiny, but somebody else is noticing that too.
That's the car I want to steal.
The weird part is the dad is Robert Plant.
Mom has this very intense accent that just gets stuck in my head to the point where Brad and I are now speaking to each other in some sort of like Fargo, you know, accent as we walk through the house. So I really need a palate cleanser. So thank you guys for the recommendations of The Rookie and the Led Zeppelin documentary.
I just watched the clip from that and I'm like, I hope my daughter does. This is right up her alley. And I hate these shows too. I can't stand these shows because all I do is I get mad because I'll go online and look on the how many views does it have on YouTube. And that one I think has like well over 5 million views, this video that you just sent us. And I'm like, this is how they're making their living.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what if you're their neighbor and you look outside of your house and there's these two middle-aged people running around and playing like on kids' toys and stuff. And like that's how they're probably making a crap ton of money.
10 out of 10 do not recommend.
Oh, it's awful.
The Daily Mix Show.
The countdown to Father's Day is on, and we ended up coming across a Facebook post where this woman is throwing shade on dads, and it backfired big time because she's got several baby daddies. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is almost Father's Day. So we came across a Facebook post where a woman was wishing a happy Father's Day to all of the dads except the father of her kids.
Okay.
And apparently she has more than one baby daddy.
Oh, so multiple baby daddies. That's a busy weekend this Sunday.
Well, based on the response in the comment section, we're piecing this all together. So we need to go straight to the comments.
Yep. Apparently, she started a firestorm of comments from her, I don't know if I would say friends, I guess acquaintances on social media. So we figured who better to read the comments than the greatest dad of all time.
Steve Miggs.
No. I'm second greatest. No one could be better. Come on.
The greatest dad of all time.
When it comes to like a pop culture figure, a television star, a TV dad.
A TV daddy?
Danny Tanner.
Danny Tanner, that's a great guess, but wrong.
Oh.
My God. Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow from Family Matters?
Yeah.
Wrong. This dad's even better than that. This dad's not even human.
Oh Lord.
This dad's a cartoon.
Here we go.
Is it Homer Simpson?
Thank you. Of course it's Homer, the greatest dad of all time.
Chocolate City.
I wonder what he's going to get for Father's Day.
Donuts.
Okay. So we have Robot Homer reading some of these comments, making fun of this woman because apparently she has more than one dad. She has multiple baby daddies, and she's like throwing shade at them on social media. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let her rip.
All right, here we go.
Girl, don't you mean baby daddies? Like plural? Like you have more than one baby daddy?
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder when I see these moments. I see this a lot on Facebook where posts backfire.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, did you not think that quite possibly you're going to be called on your crap?
That's what social media is all about.
Did you mean fathers of your kids? Don't act like we don't know that you don't know how to keep your legs closed.
Okay.
Ouch.
Is that how you stop having children?
I mean, so I've been told.
Okay. So if you just open them, kids just start popping out?
Don't you have three baby daddies? Is this directed at one specific dad or all of them?
That's a good question, actually. Maybe she has issues with one of the baby daddies, but the other two are okay.
The other two are probably like, why are you lumping me in with this loser, though?
I would like to see her direct messages in that situation.
My gosh.
Throwing shade at your baby daddies when for Mother's Day, didn't you leave your kids with your mom so you could go gamble at Snoqualmie?
Well, the casino was nice, and they got the hotel.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
They got Vista Prime Steak and Seafood. They got lots of great food options.
I'm just such not a fan of airing out your dirty laundry and slamming people on social media like that.
Even if I thought, you're not wrong. Like, even if I saw this post and I was like, oh, there goes Janet again with her. I would just scroll
along.
Keep scrolling. But people love to create drama on social. I see it in so many ways right now. To the point where I'm like putting my phone down. This is just, I'm doom scrolling now.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe stop vague posting about your baby daddies. Hell, maybe stop f***ing them too while you are at it.
Homer. So is she still having sex with the baby daddies?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they're very close.
So many questions.
Mm-hmm.
One more?
Yeah.
Y'all ever seen someone play victim and the villain in the same sentence? I just did.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
I love that
one. I don't know. I think I love this one more than all of them, though.
I don't know. Maybe stop vague posting about your baby daddies. Hell, maybe stop f***ing them, too, while you are at it.
Okay. Thank you, Homer.
He's so great.
I feel bad for Marge.
What an easy dad to shop for. Beer and donuts.
Right?
Gosh.
I'm okay with that.
My husband's asking for a golf bag.
Did you get him it yet?
No.
My wife hasn't even asked me if I want anything for Father's Day.
What do you want to do for Father's Day?
I just want Trapper sushi and donuts.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve, will you sing a song with me?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
There you go. Sounded great.
Buy me something.
Sorry. You're done. Fine. But we are going to be at the Mariners game this coming Wednesday, June 18th, and we would love for you to take the day off of work, bring the fam, and hang with us. It's a Red Sox game, too, which means they're going to show up. Their fans always do. And
so we need Mariner fans down there with us. Yes, and discounted tickets if they go to KSW.com, right?
Yes, that is where you can go to get your tickets, and $2 of every ticket sold will benefit the National MS Society, which is super cool, too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Mix Show.
You're waking up, you're starting your day, the coffee's going down nicely, but you're probably curious what's going on out there in the world of pop culture. So let us tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. Trending, let's go.
Woo.
Let's go.
Brian Wilson's passing has just inspired a number of tributes just rolling in. Dave Matthews and Sting both did performance solo versions of Beach Boys classics, and they were just really beautiful.
The one that really kind of, I was like, Dave Matthews, not that he's a bad artist or anything. I just would never have thought that Dave Matthews would ever cover a Beach Boys song. Maybe he has, I would never put that together.
I watched the Sting one, but we have audio from the Dave Matthews performance.
How do I say this? If you told me that was Adam Sandler.
Oh, no.
Doing like a bit on Saturday Night Live or like in like the reboot of Happy Gilmore and he covers God Only Knows, I would believe you. Like that. It's nice that he showed love to Brian Wilson.
God only knows what I do.
I say also, though, I saw this guitar player breaking down the song Good Vibrations, and that there were 14 key changes in the song Good Vibrations, which is just bonkers.
Well, when you think about, like, some of their songs seem so simplistic and so, like, almost dumbed down, but then when you really, like, spend an evening with some headphones on, you listen to all the harmonies, you listen to all the instrumentation, you realize some of those really, quote-unquote, dumbed-down songs are very complicated.
Total masterpieces.
You know, we didn't get to it earlier, but our friend Joe, I didn't recognize his voice, he left us a voice message, Joe Dredd, about the passing of Brian Wilson. I thought it was an interesting thing that he brought up.
Good morning, guys. I just woke up to find out that Brian Wilson passed away. And that happened pretty quickly after Sly Stone passed. And it's kind of got me messed up. I'm wondering what musician death really shook you the most. David Bowie and Michael Jackson shook me in the past.
Bowie, not
as
Michael.
As well as John Lennon all the way back in 1980. So I'm wondering what with you guys, what celebrity, or should I say musician death, just messed you up the most? Thanks.
I mean, for me, the one, it was Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
That one, that wrecked me, especially because we were on the air and we were trying to get, you know, share as much information and take calls. So it was like a whirlwind and I didn't have time to process it. And I got to do some stuff on Q13 that day as well. It was just like, go, 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 go. And then I was finally sitting on my couch at home. Then it just all kind of hit. And I'm like, man, one of my favorite artists and someone that we've gotten to know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we were like friends with, but he was always nice to us. And that one hit me the hardest.
Joe Dredd brought up Bowie. That was the one for me. Yep. We had a work meeting that morning and I couldn't even talk. I was a mess. It was really hard for me.
What about you, Danny?
Chester.
Chester was a tough one too. I didn't believe it when I first heard the news.
Yeah, that was one of the, I think that was like the first musician that really passed away that was like, I like grew up with.
Dude, I remember I was my buddy Munson, I think it was. I woke up to like a text or a voice message from him about the Chester one. I was like, he's just effing with us.
Yeah.
With me, you know. And then I went online quickly and I was like, oh, wow. All right, we have a moment of nostalgia to bring up because it's going viral right now. And I don't know, maybe when I was a kid, I must have been obsessed with the movie. I don't remember because I have so many people in my life from my childhood that have been tagging me on this video. And I'm like, are they ribbing me? Are they playing a joke on me? Or did I... At one point, I don't remember. That's the sad part about my life is like I've done, you know, done maybe a couple too many things that put holes in my brain.
Yeah.
But the Spaceballs 2 is coming back in 2027. Mel Brooks is returning as, you know, it's a spoof on Star Wars. So instead of yoga, he's yogurt. And here's Mel Brooks talking about it.
After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie. Schwartz, be with you.
So it's coming out in 2027. Rick Moranis is back.
Love
That's
him.
Awesome. Bill Pullman. Also, Mel Brooks will be a part of it as well. I mean, I do remember liking the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
So it'll be fun to see it. I hope that it'll be good.
2027 is a long ways away, though.
Yeah, a lot can happen. Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.